All right, somebody look down at your hands and say, God, I yield to you my hands that they may give you praise. Now somebody give him a good hand clap in here. Come on. You give up something so that God can give you something. Now lift him up in the air and say, God, I yield my arms and my hands that I would give you praise. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every person in this room, I pray that your spirit begin to manifest even greater. Now somebody say this out loud with me. Lord, I give you my mouth that I would give you praise openly. One more time. Lord, I yield to you my mouth that, Lord, I can give you praise. Now somebody in here just start saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for your blessings. Open it up and let the person next to you hear it. Look at them and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. For when you yield in the fullness of his anointing, greater is the blessings that are in store. Now we're going to get even deeper in this. Are you ready? Close your eyes and say this prayer. God, I yield to you my mind. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Teach me to think, Lord. He said the Holy Spirit was a teacher. Somebody say, teach me to think right, Lord. Lord, chasten my anger. Lord, that my thoughts be towards you. Now come on, we're going to get down into where it really is. Come on, somebody put your hand on your heart and somebody say, God, I give you my heart. Let my love be your love, that let me love others as you have loved me. Glory to God, we're getting down to the very core of it now. Now somebody say this with me. Lord, I yield you my spirit. Lord, I yield you my spirit. I invite your presence into my life. Oh, glory to God. This sounding good up in here now. Can you imagine if we just came into church at the beginning and got this serious about the things that we need to do? If you would just yield all the things. Listen, I know everybody didn't feel good when we got here. I felt it, but greater was in me. I refused to give in, and I yielded the best that I could do. I didn't feel very good when I started, but boy, I sure feel good now. Here's the last prayer we're going to pray. Lord, I give you my troubles. Now we're going to pause for a second. I want you to really think about what's been bothering you this week. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your spirit. He said if we would just agree that he'd be in the midst. He didn't say how to do it. He just said to agree. Do you have it in your mind? If you do, say yes. If you got it in your mind, get serious with me and say yes. All right, let's pray this prayer with a sincere heart, because God is going to be, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. God is going to begin to move in some things right now. Somebody say, Lord, I give you my troubles. This fight is not mine, but it is yours. Lord, I yield all that I am. Take me and make me what you want me to be. Let me ask you, as you're feeling his presence, do you feel better now than what you did when you got here? Isn't it amazing that we gain the perspective and we can finally have the vision to see the ram caught in the thickets? Do you see it out there tonight? You might not have felt it when you laid down your sacrifice that you did just now, but glory to God, he has provided more than what we have ever could have desired. Even the very heaven we're going to behold, we can't even comprehend. And all that he requires of us today is that we lay off the weight of the world. Lay off the weights that so easily beset you. This is what you do to lay off the things that bother you. This is the practice that you put in your life so that the devil doesn't get a hold of you with those spirits. For if the enemy sees somebody that's yielded their life, the devil can't touch you. When you surrender completely, no weapon formed against you can prosper. When you yield completely, the gifts and callings are going to flow out of you. Revelation said those rivers flow in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everywhere, wherever you are, the Spirit of God can move. You don't have to wait till you get to the temple. Glory to God. You don't have to wait till you get to 13th Street. But I'm talking about your personal life. There are battles that the Lord wants you to win and overcome, that by it you become an overcomer. And that means when the battle comes again, glory to God, I'm going to be ready to win. And when he comes again, I'm not going to let this same thing steal me away. Drugs don't have a hold on those who know they're free. Doctrines don't have a hold on those who know are free. No weapon has an effect on those who know they're safe. Remember this, the foothold of the enemy is when you provide blockage at the door. When you put things in front of God, you know what the Bible calls that? A stumbling block, with its only purpose to cause you to fall. We're getting in such watered down preaching today that people don't even know that they're putting stumbling blocks. We say Jesus loves you. God loves you. He loves you. He's a merciful God. He loves everything about you. But how many of us get sick and tired of falling down all the time? How many of us want to get victory over the same old thing that we always give in to? That's the thing that the Lord is speaking about. And when we lay it off, when we cast our cares for Him, it then reveals even greater how much He cares for us. I'll leave you with this. It is not by chance. The Lord gave this to me as much as I'm breathing right now. I know it, and I don't doubt it. Trials can be a test of our sacrifice. Are we willing to sacrifice everything for the Lord? Are we clinging to the possessions and treasures of this world? Hear this. Are we crucified to the world? When we lay ourselves on the altar and die to ourselves, then we can bear much fruit for the Lord. The Lord leads us to the point of total surrender by leading us through the path of trials. Not that you just pray your way out of it every single time. He didn't just say it was a way of escape. Because yeah, you can get pulled out of something if you pray enough. But it sure wouldn't have been the victory you could have had you held on. You know, I could have went back and forth and relapsed and got delivered and relapsed and got delivered and relapsed. And I could have done that for a long time. But you know, the victory's far sweeter for me because I just let it go. Glory to God. The Lord leads us to the point of total surrender by leading us through the path of trials. He tests the level of our willingness to sacrifice for Him. This is the way that He tested Abraham, and it's still the same way He's testing us. He's not going to have you lay your kids upon some altar, but He will challenge you in the things you hold dear today to lay them before Him so that He can be first. For it was then that He heard an angel calling. Do you hear God calling you tonight? Do you feel what He wants to change in you? When you get up tomorrow, I don't know how you're going to pray. Somebody might look in your window and see you hopping up and down and just having a good time. But whatever you have to do to lay this stuff off, give yourself freedom every day. And I can promise you this, if you gave it just 6 good days of freedom fighting, when you come in here, you won't be waiting on the choir. No, no. You won't be waiting on the preacher. No way. But there'll be something in you that already knew. You hear the people in the New Testament say, this is the confidence. Were they confident only in what they got blessed with? No. They were confident by faith, and they believed that God would take care of them, even when they didn't see it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things that are out of our vision. So when you feel it out of your grasp, examine what hinders you. Bring it to God as a sacrifice of praise, prayer, fasting, and the things that would have meant for your destruction. The Bible says God takes it, Derek, and works it for our good. He took what was once a worthless drug addict and made it a powerful testimony. He took what was once a bitter, hateful kid and has grew him up to be a man. He once took somebody that gave in to anything anybody asked or said or to do and has put a boldness and a confidence in my life. I'm not afraid of the enemy. You can either choose to be afraid, or you can choose to know that God does not put on the spirit of fear. You might not still see it. There's no reason to be afraid. If I laid my head down tonight, would everything be in order in my finance? No. Would everything be in order in my will? No. But if I didn't wake up another day, I wouldn't be afraid. If a car comes and hits me and takes my life, I wouldn't be afraid. If sickness comes to me, hear me tonight, I feel the presence of God. I will not be afraid. This body might try to tell me to give up. You might be looking at your family and saying it's time to give up. But if you'll hang on, judgment will come when the devil has done all that he can do. And God will separate darkness from light. And in that moment of separation, it produces clarity of where your ram is at. There's nothing better than hindsight. Don't you know you can realize hindsight before you ever get victory in your trial? For how could we rejoice concerning a fiery trial unless God gave us the capacity to already receive it by faith? So when I'm in financial need, my prayer is not, God, if you can pay it, pay it. But Lord, I know you can, and I will not fear for these things. And help me to be your vessel and willing to do your will. And I don't worry about it anymore. He wants you to be to a place where the cares of life are not as important as you being in a place where you fear the Lord. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. When you learn to sacrifice, when you learn to give up you, you then become wise to the devil. Don't you know that? That same old thing that used to hinder you, when you finally let go of how it hindered you, God gives you what? Wisdom. For he sees that he has your fear. Not fear to cower, but fear to trust in him. Don't be pulled by these spirits, because God's coming for a body that is without spot and blemish. That's not God like some of those facilities did in the early days of Israel. An altar for God and an altar for other gods. He's not looking for a compromised church, but he's looking for a pure bride. What I'm trying to do with the time that God has given me in this place is to get you to realize that it's not the person that's coming against you, but it's the thing that you're being tested in. It's your weakness that is provoking you. It is that part of you that God says, give it to me and I will make you stronger so that you can be an overcomer. Glory to God, we're made overcomers by the sacrifice of Christ and the word of what we've been through. If he has saved you, then you have a new beginning. And you can always start from that foundation. But you have got to start learning to take authority over what holds you. Preacher's not always going to know that you come in heavy burdened. Not unless the Spirit reveals it such. The singers aren't going to know you want to hear your special song. You've got to get to a place where you're not immature to God. And not just expect everything to fall in your lap the way that you want it. But we must learn to do his will. And give up that immature part of us and stand in the word. Stand in the tribulation. That out of it, Doris, we are lifted up with power. David was revered not only just because he was anointed to be king, but he was revered because he used the freedom that God had given him to take the lands that were appointed of him to take. When he stumbled was when he was not willing to let go of the lust of his flesh. The very moment he stumbled, his kingdom as he knew it came crumbling down. If there are things that are important to you today that you don't want to see let go of, that you don't want to see destroyed, you've got to fight for them by letting go of what would try to destroy it. If you care about your church, you'll come in and let go of your pride and praise the Lord. If you care about people, you'll give of yourself so that they can be blessed. And I don't have to wonder if you are. I know that you will be. For any obedience of God by a Christian that is given to another, the Bible says it's not in vain. You don't have to wonder, well, Lord, was it meant for me to do? It's not in vain. The only time it's in vain is when we're half-hearted. Then the Bible said it's like a sounding gong, brass, tinkling cymbal. It's the sound without the substance. We need a lot of people that will come in and just be willing to let go. And trust me, friend, you can hear me tonight or you can disregard everything you've heard, but one thing I can guarantee you is going to come is you'll be tested on what you're willing to give up so that you can be blessed. I've had to lose a lot to get where I am today, but it was of no worth to me. It sure felt like it was at the time. I used to love keeping up with TV shows. Used to love going and seeing every new movie that came out. I used to love buying the latest, greatest CDs of new songs and artists, and used to love going out to concerts all the time. I used to love all of these things. But you know, if you spend all your time chasing only the things that make you happy, then you'll realize that God is being left out. And the things that really matter, you lose along the way. When Abraham was willing to lose his son, then his son was spared. But had he not, we know what the outcome would be. It's what it always is. We must learn that what we have in us is not as fruitful, important, or even worth what God can do. When tomorrow comes, you remember what you've heard. When tomorrow comes, know that there'll be things you've got to sacrifice. But for those that will present themselves as living, means doing it while you're still alive, and not just write a note that tells everybody you're sorry when you're gone, but actually doing it today, that is the light of the world. That is being different or a separate people. And that is the way the world will be drawn. We can give in if you want, but we're sure not going to enjoy this. We'll eventually get to the place where we'll have to close the doors because nobody will want to come. Or We can let go of the bondage, accept His will even greater, and reap blessings we never knew that could come. I appreciate your attention, and I know that God will bless you for listening, but it'll bless you greatest if you do it. I love you and appreciate you. Keep on fighting and don't give up, because I'm praying for you, and I believe in you, and I know that greater is in store for your life.